Yeah, it does.
We stay in the beginning of the 3 weeks. We have enough time to ask ourselves what we need to do to go out from Ben HaMetzarim. To go out from tiny life to broad life. Mesiyata Dishmaya, I would like to share with you how Chazal direct us and we will see how this is relevant for us to our daily life. Chazal מגמורה בברוכס teach us שלושה דברים מרחיבים דעתו של אדם. Three different things give us הרחוב הסדס, give us broad life, broad perspective. Dirana, Ishana, Vekelim Noim. Nice apartment, nice house, nice pretty wife, and nice and pretty dishes. Dirana represent our body. Our body is dira. Our guf is dira. For the special wife, for the pretty beauty wife, what we have, and this is a neshama. Noim, the dishes represent the sense. The sense, what we use to combine between Dirana and Ishana, between the goof, our body, and our neshama. If we know to combine between these three parts, our body, our neshama, and our sense, this is give us Archova Sadas. We get broad perspective. We get spatial dat. Dat, mind, brain, perspective, everything comes from the das. This is the key to everything. Abaye teach us in Gemara Ben Edorim, Naktinan, Omar Abaye, Naktinan. Every time the Gemara say Naktinan, is mean Halacha Lemaise. Dat kanita, ma chasarta. You buy das, you're a rich person. You have everything. Because you can use this to get everything in the right way. Dat lo kanita, ma kanita. If you don't buy any das, what you buy, what you have. Das is chibur. First time when we find the word das in the Torah, Vayeda Adam et Chava Ishto. Dat is chibur. Bar dat, what we say in other language, bar mitzvah boy, bar dat is somebody who would know to combine what is right and to separate what is not right. Only bar dat can come bar mitzvah. When Chazal decide for us, Birkas atachonen le'adam das, will come the bracha. But we integrate in this bracha every Motzei Shabbos atachonantanu. The reason is, what the Gemara teach us, dat and avdala minayin. If somebody don't have dat, how he know to divide, to mavdil, ben kodesh lechol, ben or lechoshech. It's a place when you ask, when we ask, atachone le'odom das, umelamed le'enosh bina, kodesh baruch hu, you give me das. Now I can talk about amavdil bekodesh lechol benor lechoshech. Because when you have that, you know what to connect to each other and what to divide one from each other. For this reason, Chazal say Gemara beBrachos, kol mi she'en bo das kiilu nechrav bet hamikdash beyamav. This means we start to understand, to go out from the time of Ben HaMetzorim, to have the opportunity to bring ourselves a few steps more close to the redemption, to be in an abayis. The key is das. This is the source of everything. Kol mi she'en bo dat kiilu nechrav bet hamikdash biyamav. It's a mikdash, what's a place? What we see, what is mean dira no? What is mean beautiful dira? What is mean besmikdash? Bet hamikdash is place what we see clearly. What is mean ishana? We see the shechina. We see Yad Hashem. We see the miracles will take place 24/7, 24 hours, 7 days. The Mishnah in Masechet Avot mention everyone can walk in and see what is mean Ishana, Shechina. We also understand and we see what is mean Kelim Noim, all klei ha-migdash. How the menorah look, the mizbeach, on bris Hashem, shulchan, etc., etc. Then the migdash was a place what everyone can recognize, Jew and non-Jew. How dirana, ishana, kelim noim, marchivim da'ato shel adam. Give broad life. Give broad perspective. But in the moment, the Beit HaMikdash destroyed, we lose tremendously what is mean dirana, ishana, kelim noim. Interesting, every time when somebody builds beautiful house, what we say to him, please never forget to leave ama alama, place what you not paint, what you put, and you everybody can recognize something what is not finished. Why? Zecher lachurban. Why? We do this in Dira. Because you go to build gorgeous house, beautiful apartment, unusual. Leave some place what is not completely finished. Don't have misunderstanding for second what you have is dirana. Nice apartment, beautiful apartment. But this is not dirana what Chazal want for us. Dirana is or your body, the dira for the neshama, or the mikdash, the dira for the shechina. Don't have misunderstanding. Don't mix. Don't use concept for something what is not relate. It's every house what you build, please never forget. Leave ama al ama to remember. Nice apartment, nice house, but this is not dirana. This is not dirana. We miss dirana from Chumana Bayit. We miss ishana from Chumana Bayit. What is mean ishana? What is mean gilui shechina? Clear. And obviously we miss klei ha-migdash. Klei ha-migdash. You know, when you walk in the steps in the old city to the Kotel, and you see the nice menorah, on one hand, you're very impressed, piece of gold, all the shittes, menorah was ready to move to the other side, to Har Merom Harim, to Har HaKodesh, to the Mikdash. But in the same time, you say, wow, so beautiful menorah. Obviously, we have also so beautiful Shulchan and Mizbeach and Aron Brit Hashem and all the items. What we have now, Shuali Milchubo, Fax, walking Mekom HaMikdash. We miss Dirana, Kelim Noim, Ishana. And the way to get this back is to remember kol mi she'en bo das kilu nechrav bet ha-mikdash beyamav. All these three parts give us archov ha-sadas is when we not have all these three parts, we need to work of ourselves to build us. Everyone is Prinas Mishkan. Everyone is Prinas Migdash Muat. Venatati Mishkani betochechem to build Bayas. Dirana, Ishana, and Kelimnai. What does it mean? Dirana. This is our body. It means first to understand what the Rambam teach us, nefesh b'riyah beguf bori, to eat good, to rest, to make exercise, and to understand this is part of Avodas Hashem. It's part of the Avoda. This is the Dirana. To rest, to enjoy, to watch, to keep our body. Ishana. This is our soul. Neshama. To use this, to recognize our neshama in the right way. Some people can learn and study days and nights and know a lot, but the neshama not satisfied. They don't raise the ishana. We need also to build the kesher ben odom lechaveiro. Not only ben odom lamokom. When Chazal come and teach us, averot shel ben odom lamokom yom kippur mechaper, averot shel ben odom lechaveiro en yom kippur mechaper ad sheyeratze et chaveiro, until he will ask forgiveness. Is mean if he not ask, is also averos ben odom lamokom yom kippur mechaper. עבירות שבין אדם לחברו אין יום הכיפורים מחפר, not only אין יום הכיפורים מחפר only עבירות בין אדם לחברו, אין יום הכיפורים מחפר all סוף זה עבירות בין אדם למוקו עד שירצה את חברו. To raise our neshama is mean the people can recognize we have special knowledge to become sensitive. This is reflection how we raise our neshama. Sensitive in many areas. Many times we don't recognize Because we not learn a lot about this. The more we learn, we become more sensitive. Sometimes people eat in Beis Hamidrash. They bring cakes, they bring soda, suzi, and they finish to learn, they leave the bottles of soda empty, cakes empty. Some people in the winter need to use a lot of tissue. They put mountains of tissue beside the table. You want to clean your mouth, your nose, with tissue, very nice. Put the tissue in your pocket, not on the table. Don't build mountain of tissue. This reflection of the neshama, reflection of the inside. בן אדם לחברו, בן אדם לרבו, how to talk to have. Today it's for sure very important to come close to each other. Our generation needs this. Every generation, I believe, needs this. The Torah wants for us to do this. And every Rav have every responsibility to try to do this in the best way. From his side. But in other side, sometimes you can see rabbis and communities in many places how the member of the shul deal with them, react them. You don't know what is mean. How can happen? You don't understand what the Mishnah say. Ovos vezair begechaltam. Watch. Sometimes it's fire. It's mean. To recognize the dirana, the ishana, is to raise our soul outside. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu kick Adam HaRishon from Gan Eden. He gave him special garment. Cotton not or. This garment from leather come from special animals, Chazal teach us. The name of the animal is Tachash. This kind of animal have skin with beautiful, beautiful different colors. Gorgeous. Why Kodesh Baruch Hu picked this specifically skin, leather, to make the special garment for Adam and his wife? Shem said to him, look, you start now a new life. Life, what you will see many colors in this life. And every color represents other condition, other situation. You will see people with the dress only white. You know, the doctors. People with dress only black. Judges. People who dress only green, soldiers. Every color represents different person, different situation. Between one color to the other, you have many others. Don't give to any color, to any situation, to affect you. Build yourself from inside, and you can affect what you go to see outside. People can recognize how much you unique, how much you special in every situation in their life. when you swim, when you play basketball, when you study Torah, when you run, when you go to Simcha, when you dance, in every situation, people can watch and say, look this person. Look this person. How we say in Hebrew, he have neshama gvoa. Hi neshama. What is mean neshama gvoa? He use his ishana in the right way. His ishana impress everyone. Many times in the physical life, somebody marry gorgeous woman, beautiful woman, unusual, special. She look unbelievable. And they walk together, they go together. People say, wow, you lucky. You really lucky. Your wife, she is outstanding woman. She's gorgeous woman. What does it mean? His wife, she's special. But this also affects them. People say to him, you lucky. Exactly same our neshama. Well, this is Isha Yafa. This is a gorgeous wife what we have. When we raise this, and she comes more beauty and beauty, this affects us. People say, look, wow, wow, look what you have. Look what you, what does it mean you? Your body. Your physical life. Your normal life. Look what you have. Look what you zoche. It means Ishana affect the person who walk with Ishana. Our neshama need to affect the body what walk with Ishana. This is the neshama. Ishana. Dirana is our body. Ishana is our neshama. Kelim noim is our sense. Five sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu give to us. He want for us to use the sense in the right way. Because uniqueness about the sense, about the kelim. Kelim noim, what is represent? Sense represent kelim noim. Makes a connection between Ishana and Dirana. Sometimes when crises take place, in Hebrew we say, Shavu et hakelim. They broke the dishes. No dishes. Represent everything is broke. The sense first our eyes to try to use our eyes how much we can in the right way. This challenge will take place every day. Every hour, new challenge. Our generation have this challenge more from any generations before. No one from generations before have the struggle what our generation have with eyes. And it's come more worse in one hand and more great and gorgeous in other hand. And this is a struggle. We have more opportunity to open our eyes to see Pile Abria. In other hand, the opposite. We take the person down and down. Zeir, other Kli, other sense, what to listen, how to listen. What going all over, and also benodom lechaveiro. If I will ask you, everybody know Beit HaMikdash destroyed in Tisha B'Av. No question. Every child knows this. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to destroy his Beit HaMikdash, when he decide, when? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to destroy Beit HaMikdash, Chazal teach us in Yalkut Shimoni, in Mishlei, Perek Lamed, in the night what Shlomo HaMelech celebrate Chanukas Beis HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash never stay 24 hours and make Hashem satisfied. Beit HaMikdash never stay 12 hours and make Hashem happy. His building, his house is ready. Same night, few hours after the celebration start, Hashem decide, finish. No more. Not for me. I don't need this. He don't make this on the spot. He take us a few hundred until Beit HaMikdash destroyed. But the decision to destroy it take place on the spot. What happened this night? Shlomo HaMelech Mary, Batya Bat Paro, she convert, how the Rambam Paskin to us. There is not any problem to marry wife in the night of celebration of Beit HaMikdash. It's not any issue of En Me'arvim Simcha B'Simcha, but you're not allowed to marry wife in Chol HaMoed, in Yom Tov. Everything is kosher and yosher. So what's the problem about the decision of Shlomo HaMelech to marry Bat Paro in the night of celebration of Beit HaMikdash? The problem is not the decision to marry. The problem, what happened, is the celebration of this marriage. What happened is when all the party started in Yerushalayim, celebration of Beit HaMikdash, celebration of the wedding of Shlomo and Bat Paro, what millions of people arrive in Yerushalayim in this night, in this day, Bat Paro bring to the wedding 1,000 orchestra with music, 1,000 groups. She puts them in different places all over Yerushalayim, old city, maybe also out of the old city, and all of them together. And the time when they decide before start special musics, what make everyone excited, and everybody dance with tremendous excitement. And Bat Paro and Shlomo, and the city is a special place, and they watch everyone, and the simcha is so great. She said to him, "My dear husband, look how Am Yisrael is so happy with this music. How they like this so much. How they feel very excited. This music I bought for my life before. This music we use every time in the past when we serve this type of Avodah Zarah. Part of the service to the Avodah Zarah to bring this music. Kach menagnim le'avodah zarah plonit. This is the way how we make the service to this Avodah Zarah. Ve'lo michaba. And I don't say one word. In this moment, Hashem decide, finish. This house will go to destroy it one day. I don't like this. Wow. What's the problem? What wrong? To bring music from outside. It's only music. How much march and music we have, what we use by us when we pray many times? The answer is, Bet HaMikdash, this is a pure place. What show us what is mean Dirana, what is mean Ishana, what is mean Kelim Noim, what is mean Shechina, what is Ishana, what is mean Dirana, what is Bet HaMikdash, what is mean Kelim Noim, all the Kelim of Bet HaMikdash, this is Bet HaMikdash. Show us the original Ishana, Kelim Noim, Dirana. In this place, we're not allowed to bring anything what comes from outside. Anything what connect us and give us to feel for a second, we same with other nations. We can learn a lot from the nation. Chochma bagoyim ta'amin. Toira bagoyim. No way. Shlomo HaMelech is a smart person in the world. Never understand the purpose of Bet HaMikdash when people travel 3 times a year is to recognize we difference. To recognize we are a Nifchar. To recognize who is the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To recognize the Ein Neshama what we have. To recognize the sentence what we get to raise the Neshama. To combine the Neshama to the Guf. Shlomo HaMelech not recognize this in the night of celebration of Bet HaMikdash. Who can recognize this? Shlomo HaMelech need to stop this music on the spot. And this will make clear what is our house. What is our Dirana, Smigdash. Ishana, the Shechina. What cannot accept any musics. What we use to avoid the Zohar. Am Israel listen to the music. They enjoy so much from, the music, from this music. They know this from before. And they say it's no problem to bring this. Why not? They miss the Kelim Noim. The sense of the Shmia. They don't use this in the right way. And we say we will not have Kelim Noim. You find in Chazal in many places Shvira Sakelim, this concept in Chazal. But the Kelim is broke. The connection between Dirana and Ishana also come very weak. Very, very weak. This is what Chazal wants for us to remember. To use our sense in the right way. To enjoy, yes. Torah wants for us to enjoy all the time. To feel happy all the time. But to do everything in the right time, in the right place. And this affects us. Us in our daily life. Sometimes you can see in weddings how people dance. You can recognize the personality of the people. How's the dance in the wedding? At one end, you can see great people. To recognize this throughout the dance. In other end, you can see people what, wow, too much. People say in English, too much. And everyone knows what it means, too much. And this concept. Kelim Noim. The eyes. The ear. The mouth. How to talk. How to speak. To everyone. To our parents. To our brother and sister, what's all of us, grandparents, rabbonim, friends, any people, any person, sense of the dibur. How to speak, what to speak, and also when to speak. Sometimes siag lachoch beshtika. Sometimes kol amar be'arei ze mishubach. Depends the situation. Depends the time. All this kelim makes a connection between the dirana, our body, to ishana, our soul. When we know to coordinate between all these three parts, we bring ourselves few steps, and after this other few steps, close to Zoche, to Bidyan Beis HaMikdash. Is Mida keneged Mida. When Chazal come and say, we have Ramach, Mitzvot Ase, 248, Shasa, Mitzvot Lot Ase, 365. And this is keneged, similar to the Evorim, what we have. It means every mitzvah affects our body. Every time when we raise the soul, our body gets the benefits. This is what Chazal wrote for us. To recognize. And this is the time. Now. V'yadata ayom. Yadata. Das. V'yadata ayom. V'ashivot ha'elev avecha. And the question now is, after we explain in a practical way about ourselves, what is mean dirana, to keep our body in good shape, to eat, to rest, to enjoy, also part of avodas Hashem, how to raise Ishana, our neshama, to affect our body, how to use the senses, what we have in right way, to have the kelim noim. Question is, how we build this? How we do this? Spiel employing. First time when we find the word das, we mention the pasuk say Bereishis, Vayeda Adam et Chava Ishto. First time, das is chibur. To combine. What combine? Body. Neshama, Dirana, Wiz, Ishana, and Kelimai, Das. When is the second time in the Torah? Second time in the Torah, what we find the word Das. Second time is by Avraham Avinu. The pasuk say, כי ידעתיו למען אשר יצווה את בניו. כי ידעתיו למען אשר יצווה את בניו. What is mean? is a big compliment what Hashem give to Avraham Avinu. Yedatim asher yitzaved banav alechet b'derech Hashem, etc. Philip Loin, listen very carefully. Very carefully. And Avraham Avinu, this is a key. How to raise ourselves. How to combine, to coordinate between all these three parts. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avraham Avinu after he returned from the World War I, four nations against five, to save the life of Lot. Hashem promised to him, "Schar cha harbe meod. Never worry if you kill so many people. What you do is right, because if not, they will kill you. Never worry. All the credit what you have, you use, because I make for you so many miracles. You never lose anything. Schar cha harbe meod. What we need more." Hashem says this to him, "Bamach hazeh bemaros halayla. What is mean? We have something above this. Come Avraham Avinu." And his first reaction, when he heard Tzcharcha harbe meod, he said, "Vayomer Avraham, v'anoichi olech ariri, uven meshek biti damesek Eliezer. I walk empty. I don't have children. I don't have future. Vayomer Avraham," immediately after, "en li lo natata zera, והנה בן ביתי יורש אותי." Why say twice? Why twice? ויאמר אברהם, ויאמר אברהם. Comes an atziv and explain to us beautiful insight in this psukim. First reaction of Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch, you promised me what? Everything? I don't have anything because I don't have children. Avraham Avinu said, I don't have future. I not have. Ba'anuchi olech hariri. Uben meshek biti damesek Eliezer. Immediately Avraham stopped for a second and say, "Hashem, I apologize. Apologize. I say something for people in the future can have misunderstanding. Maybe I miss part of my emunah. Maybe my emunah come a little bit weak. How I can say to you, I don't have children, you promise me. If you promise me, I'm sure you will fill the promise. I use wrong language. But people can have misunderstanding. Maybe I say something wrong. I miss a little bit for my emunah. Give me to fix myself, to explain myself clearly." And he say again, "Vayomer Avraham, en li, li, lo natata zera." So that's it, explain. Avraham Avinu say, "Kodesh Baruch Hu, I am now 99 years old. Child is mean 1 year minimum from now, around 1 year. Age of 100, too late. I miss the train. Really too late. In this age, what I can do with my son? What will born? How many years I will stay alive with my son, Abraham said. How many? 10? Maybe 20. You know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make me lucky. Maybe 30 years from now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I will do with these 30? What I go to teach him? Chumash? Mishnah? Gemara? Halacha? I do this very well with Eliezer. He is my top student. Over 90% of the question would come to me before he arrived to my desk. He answered this question. He is doile umashke. He knows to take the deep inside about what I say and to explain this to other people. To have child, to teach a Mishnah, Chumish, Gemara, Halacha, Dinim. I do this very well with Eliezer. I want child to teach him what is mean Yadus. Yadus. Yiddishkeit. Sweetness of Yiddishkeit. To teach him what is mean. Dirana. What is the purpose of our body. To teach him what is mean. Ishana. What is unique about our soul. Our neshama. To teach him what is mean. Kelim Naim. To teach him how to use the senses in the right way. I need lifetime. 20 years, 30 years, 10 years. Cannot do this. You need to watch me. You need to get this for me. You need to see what is mean Jewish life. What is mean Mesirus Nefesh. What is mean effort. What is mean sweetness. What is mean right perspective. What does it mean to struggle and to win? I need lifetime. I don't have this. It's too late, Avraham Avinu say. And li lo natata zera. Avraham say, I don't want to have child what he take my name to the next generation. I want to have child what he can take my tradition, my mesorah, my mesirut, my effort, my perspective to the next generation. For this I need lifetime. Lifetime. I don't have this. Too late. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to him, don't worry. Lo yirashcha ze. Eliezer is not your future. Ki im asher yetze mimeecha u yirashcha. Come Rav Hirsch and explain beautifully. Sheritze mi meecha, meaim istamik. Ima carries a baby 9 months in the stomach, not Abba. That's why Hashem uses this kind of language when he say to Avraham Avinu, Lo yirashcha ze, ki ima sheritze mi meecha. Hashem to say to him, sheritze mi chalatzecha. What does it mean, Mimeecha? It belongs to Ima. Remember Rivka? What the rabbi say to Rivka when she confused about the pregnancy, what she had? Shnei goyim bevitnechu, shnei leumim, Mimeaich, iparedu. So why Hashem uses about Avraham Avinu? Explanation. Rav Hirsch explained. Meaim represents feeling, excitement, ergesh. Pasuk say, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu so excited about us, Aben Yakir Li Ephraim, Im Yelet Shashuim, Ki Midei Dab Ribo Zachor Ezkerenu Od, Al Ken Amu Me'ai Lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu very excited about us. If you look for special answer, special email, special letter, you try to apply to special medical school, other school, and you get the email, you get the letter, accept you, the special top school, medical school, Harvard, Yale, or any other school. What happened to you in this moment? You start to dance in the street. Not physically. You walk in, the happy person in the world. Everybody come and ask, what happened? What happened to you? So happy, so excited. Don't ask. You show the letter. They accept me. It means your stomach excited. On the other hand, in a negative way, when somebody makes somebody else upset and upset and upset and angry is very dangerous. You can come sick. You can get ulcus. Disease in his stomach. Pasuk say, Al ken, Pasuk say, Me'ai chamar maru. Major disease. It can destroy them. Because the me'ayim, the stomach, This is a mishkan of the feeling. Don't worry, Avraham Avinu, you will have lifetime to teach your son what is mean yadus, Yiddishkeit, excitement, great feeling. You will have enough time to do this. Remember Avraham Avinu? What age you start to travel? El Haaretz Asher Areka? Age of 75 years old? Now thank God you will have the baby age of 100? And what age Avraham Avinu passed away? Under 75. You have 75 years to spend with your son. Lifetime. To teach him what is mean excitement, what is mean yadus, what is mean mesirut hanefesh. You have this. Unbelievable. Avraham Avinu, Sarah Imenu, all people get promise and good news. They will have child. Any other couple in this age, what they will do? Thank you, they will dance in the street. Avraham Avinu say, not with me. Avraham Avinu come and say, not with me. I want child, not to take my name to the next generation, Avraham say. I want somebody who I can teach him yadus, Yiddishkeit. I need lifetime to build this. You need to watch me. You need to look for me. You need to grow in a great environment. You will have this. Hashem promise him, you will get this. And this is the second time in the Torah that we find the word da'at. Ki yeda'ativ leman yetzaved banav. What Hashem impressed about Avraham Avinu. How I know him, he's a great person. How I know him is unique. Ki tzaved banav. I know what he really wants. To continue this Mesoira. To continue this tradition. To deliver not only Alochas, what is very important. Not only Chumash Gemara, what is very important. To deliver it to the next generation, what is mean yadus. To use the sense in the right way. To use the kelim noim, the beautiful dishes what we get from Hashem. The eye, the ear, the mouth, the hand, the nose. To use the senses in the right way. This combine, this merge, this bring together. The Kelim Noim, the Dirana and Ishana. They show us. We use the Kelim in the right way. We not have Shviras HaKelim. We have Binyan HaBayis. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Marzik Bracha. Kli. Hazal use this language. Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu Kli Marzik Bracha Ela Hasholom. Kli Marzik Bracha. The Kli Marzik Bracha. The Kelim Naim is our sense. They make harmony between Dirana, the body, to Ishana, the Neshama. It's mean, to make this very clear, the way to coordinate between all these three parts is one word, environment. Environment. Kne lecha chaver, to koine, right chibur. We need right environment. Environment, help us to use our sense in the right way. Environment is meant to take the good from every situation. To know to divide between bad and good. This happened to us. When we're ready to accept the Torah, and we arrive in Midbar Sinai, Berosh Chodesh, Sivan, what we do in this day, the Gemara says in Shabbos, what we do in this day, we divide the Erev Rav, we put them separately. The pasuk start Vayachanu Chodesh Shlishi. We arrive Midbar Sinai. The pasuk say to us clearly Chodesh Shlishi, Yetzei Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, Bayom Hazeh Bar Midbar Sinai. ויסעו מרפידים ויבואו מדבר סיני ויחנו במדבר ויחן שם ישראל נגד ההר. זה פוסק סתיו ויחנו, זה פוסק אין ויחן, זה רמב"ן explain. We divide the ערב רב. We understand they go to create wrong environment. We cannot get the Torah with wrong environment. What kind of environment they create? You're unique. You're special if you have a lot power, a lot money, a lot charisma, a lot friend, a lot. For this reason, the name what they have is not Mitzrim, Egyptians, Erev, Rav, Arbe, a lot. Other name what they have, Asafsuf, Asaf, you collect, more and more. Jewish life, completely the opposite. You're unique because you're unique. Rating, numbers, don't make anything unique. Unique, everyone, not because you have a lot. How Yaakov Avinu say to Esav, when Esav come and say to him, Yesh li rav, I have so much, maybe take a little bit. Yaakov say to him, Yesh li kol. Also, when you not have almost anything, you have everything. Shlikol. The unique is the quality about Jewish life. For this reason, this pasuk b'chodesh ha-shlishi, b'yom hazeh bar midbar Sinai, Rashi come and teach us. In Hebrew, the pasuk need to say, "Bayom Ahu." We talk about something what happened in the past. "Bayom Ahu ba'o midbar Sinai." Why "Bayom Hazeh"? Sheleolam, forever, divrei Torah, yiyu chadashim alecha ke'ayom hazeh. Leolam, divrei Torah, yiyu chadashim alecha ke'ayom hazeh. What happened ayom hazeh? Oshchod esivan. We're going to get the Torah later. In Vav Besivan, 6 days later. But in this day, we understand the key of Torah. The key of the life. The key how to use the senses, the kelim noim, in the right way. Environment. Good friend. Kneh lecha chaver. Right environment. Give us opportunity to grow in way what we can take the good from different societies and to integrate this in our personality and to growing with open mind, with right perspective, and everyone can say about us, look this person. We can say about him, is the kind of apostle, Bechol drachecha daehu. Look how he play basketball. Look how he run. Look how I study. Look how I learn. Look how I work in his practica, in his field. Look, Ben Torah. Ben Torah. This person is a real son of the Torah. He never separated himself. And this is mean, to make this clear, to have normal life. Everyone in his field what is belong. Everyone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, every single day, a few tears in his eyes, Chazal teach us. One tear is about people what can go in Torah, in Chinuch, in Rabbanut, in Dayanut, and they go to the other field. And other things for people that can grow and succeed. And this is the nature of the personality. To become great doctors and lawyers and businessmen and accountants and everyone in his field. And they go to Chinuch and Rabbanut and they make damage and damage and damage. For sure everyone has to pick his field. But everyone in his field have the same goal. The goal is to raise Kvod Shamayim. The goal is to raise our soul that is Chelek Eloka Mimal, and to affect our body, to affect our sense. This is a goal that belongs to all of us. And the way to appreciate this, to have this kind of life, life what we really have, this kind of happiness, the simcha, the environment. And the environment starts from the preschool. Environment starts when people are young and is growing in elementary school. When Chazal comes and tells us the concept of Girsa de Yankuta. What does mean Girsa de Yankuta? You're young. Yes, you're young. But you learn fresh. You're young, but what you get come ingrate in your soul, and you go with this all your life, all the time. This is what we need to know. V'yadata hayom v'ashivot ha'elev avecha. To create this. Ve'avta et Hashem Elokecha, yes. Bechol levavcha. Shnei yetzarecha. Yetzer tov ve'yetzer ra. We never fight against yetzer ra. Because we never succeed. But we learn from the mistake how to raise ourselves. Pasuk say, Sheva yipol tzadik ve'kam. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. The person needs to say Sheva Yipol Vekam Tzadik. When you stand up and you raise yourself, you Tzadik. No. Sheva Yipol Tzadik. When you fall, you also Tzadik. Because you learn from the mistake how to fix, how to raise yourself. Ki remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never care. Shem Yishmuel say Parashat Vayelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never care about any mistake what we do. He never care about any mistake, any sin. He only care how many times we try not to make the sin. How many times we learn from the mistake to do something better. This is the way how we can take ourselves from Ben HaMetzorim. To move ourselves from tiny life to broad life. It's now so nice. So nice. What Chazal teach us. Erev Rav. What we divide ourselves from the Erev Rav. בגימטריה דעת. ערב רב בגימטריה דעת, פי לפלואים. וידעת היום, דעת, to divide, between bad and good, to connect to what we need, to divide ourselves from what we need. וידעת היום, והשיבות האלה בבך. This is what we get in Kabbalah Satire. This is what we recognize naturally before the mitzvot. To raise ourselves, the ways to put ourselves in the right environment. And in this way, when we will come more dirana, and our soul come more ishana, and our senses come more kelim noim, we in the way to engalti etchem acheret kereishis, to zecher to binyan habayit. But with the environment, well, this is the key to growing in the right way, we have something else. It's like we're saying, Brochus Daf Lamed Bet, Miyom Shecharav Et HaMikdash, Chomat Barzel, Wall from Metal, Divide between us, להבינו שבשמיים. The question is, if he's so sad and almost give up after Bet HaMikdash destroyed and we lose all the uniqueness what we have before, why Chazal come and want, we will destroy it, chas v'chalila, chas v'chalila, completely, when they say, kir shel barzel, wall of metal, divide between us to Hashem. It's what we can do, only to give up completely. Instead of Zigmore, Zigmore mentioned posuk from Yecheskel. Zigmore say to Yecheskel, take big stone, special people who know to grave, to engrave in the stone, make the city of Yerushalayim, all the houses around this wall, soldiers outside from the wall, is all the items what they need to fight, army, build army outside from the wall, inside between the houses make put piece of metal, show this to any Jewish people, travel with this from community to community. Kioti le bnei Israel. This is a sign from Am Israel. What does it mean? Beautifully. Chazal come and teach us. Kadosh Baruch Hu come and say to Yechezkel Hanovi. Now we stay in very critical time. Decision must take place. On one end, all the army of Nebuchadnezzar stay around Yerushalayim. They try almost 3 years to destroy it, the wall, to walk in, to destroy the Samigdash. In other end, in Yerushalayim, people feel wall from metal, divide between them to you, Hashem. People feel wall from metal, divide between himself to other people. Go to tell them. The question now is, what wall go to collapse? from stone or from metal. What is the difference? Big difference. If you put fire in one side of the wall from stone and you lean in the other side, you never recognize anything. But if the wall is from metal and you put fire on one side, the metal delivers a warmth from the fire to you directly. And the more the fire is big, you feel more warm. You feel the metal come more hot until the metal collapse. Melt because of fire. Go teach them. Go tell them. Now this is the time to make decision. What wall go to collapse? Wall from metal, if we come more warm to each other, nice to each other, or the wall from stone? If the wall from stone will collapse, Yerushalayim will destroy it. If the wall from metal will divide between Jewish people to the other, between us to Hashem, we'll stay strong. Go teach us to Am Yisrael. In other end, we need unity. Big unity. The first unity is between us to ourselves. To feel satisfied about what we do. To believe we can make a lot. To believe we can raise our potential. To believe about our potential. What Chazal come and teach us. Beautiful Gemore, Chazal come and say to us, Mevoches Yudzayin, Tana Deve Eliyahu. One time he met somebody. He said to him, what are you going to do in Yom Adin? The day when you stay in front of Hashem. What you will tell him? If he'll ask you, you learn Torah. What you will say? No. If he'll ask you, why not? Hashem, what do you mean, why not? You don't give me the skill. You don't give me the knowledge. You don't give me das and bina. And Eliyahu continued to ask this person, tell me, what do you do? Say to him, I catch animals. Hunter. Tell me. You know how to make the net to catch the animals? For sure, I know. I'm one of the special people who do this great. This you know, and to learn Torah you don't know. We refuse your answer, or you don't get that and tvuna. What kind of conversation is? Conversation is very clear. Chazal want to teach us. Believe about your potential. You want to come doctor, lawyer, businessman, good luck. But never say, I am not belong to Torah. I am not belong to study, to Koveaitim. Never say this. If you're a great doctor or businessman, you also can come great Talmid Chochem. Great Gdolei Israel was great businessmen. If the Maharsha was special businessman, Zashi, many other. But it's not contradict to come also special Talmid Chochem. Believe about your potential. Believe about the unity, what you can make between the Dirana, your body, to Ishana, your soul. Believe about this. This will help you to raise, to catch, to raise yourself and to catch every goal. Environment, this is a cement. What helps us to coordinate ourselves in the right way. But with the environment, we need also to believe about our potential. To believe how much far we can go. If you believe, you will do this. If you believe, you will come as a person with a special title, with a special compliment. This man is not only bar dat, it is big compliment. This man, we can say about him, b'chol drachecha de'ehu. He really finds Hashem in any area, in any field. This is the way how we can go out from Ben HaMetzorim. Gmor b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha l'da'at drachai shleimei ha'melech seim. Gmor b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha. If you will decide with full heart, with full soul, what you have to do the right thing, you will do this. You will know this. Ladat rachai. And the way is also consistency. To try to come masmid. Over 80% of the succeed people all over the world when they was young, people never believe they will go so far. The 20% genius people, what people believe, they will go far, far. Only 20% from the 20% keeps the goal. The expectation of people, 80% of them, in some way disappear. But from the 80%, what people feel, nice people, but middle class, 80% of them catch very high goals in their life. Many from Nobel Prize, when you look and you read the biography of Nobel Prize, you can see many of them when they was young. The family, the people would stay around, they never believe. Never have any dreams, they himself never believe. They will come one day to this recognition, what the nation gives to these people. Atmada. What we lose in Shiva Asar Betamuz, we lose this consistency. Shmira Saluches is we broke, we have pieces. We don't have one piece. We don't have one item in our hand. When somebody, Rachmon El Islam, have Alzheimer's or have any other disease, what brings him to forget from time to time, to have connection between one source to the other? What name this person have in Chazal? Izaru Bezaken Sheshachach Talmudoi. Have respect to sudden Zaken, to Talmud Chachem, and he forget. He not forget everything. Forget from time to time. Izaru Bezaken Sheshachach Talmudoi. לוחויס ושברי לוחויס מונחים בארון. Is book. Book is mean it loses consistency. But al tamid. Was the tamid stuff for one day? The consistency what we have from our Sinai. Shtaim layom ola tamid. Stop. For one day. Now is different completely. We cut the connection to our sin. Saraf apostemos et haTorah. Saraf apostemos et haTorah. One Torah is burned. We miss one Torah. We miss the consistency. Emidu tzelem ba'eichal. Bet HaMikdash is no more pure place completely. Some of the place now we have Avodah Zarah. All the tragedies what happened in 17 Betamuz is the consistency is broke. When consistency broke, the motivation also broke. Tisha B'Av is end of 17 Betamuz. Bet HaMikdash destroyed. Nichresha Ha'ir. All Yerushalayim is plowed. Nothing left that you can rebuild. Nilkeda Beitar. And they believe Odom Godol in Beitar. Bar Kokhba, he can bring the redemption back. It's also stop. Nigzar al avoteinu shelo yikansu la'aretz. Ve'ata meraglim. Finish. 17 בתמוז we lose the consistency. What happened after this? Because we don't take, wake up, we lose the ambition, the motivation. וימאסו בארץ חמדה, they despise ארץ ישראל, they give up. Why we need to walk into this place? We don't need to walk to put effort. We have everything easily in the desert. Man, slav, water, bread, special bread, special meal, everything. When we lose the ambition, cannot continue. They lose everything. The environment will help us to combine between Ishana, Dirana, Kelim Naim, our body, our soul, our senses. Walk hand by hand. Also, with this aspect, what we need to recognize our ambition. We have a lot. We need to recognize this. Our potential. We have a lot. We need to recognize this. We need to believe about this. And with this, we can go up and up. And to go out from every meitzar, from every tiny place, to broad place. To zoche, to min ha-meitzar, karat ya. Anani Bamer Chavia. Gmor. Decide. Bechol Levavcho, Bechol Nafshich. Ladat Drachai. To really relate, combine yourself to my way. Come part. Come one with this. Ladat. Ki edati leman asher yetzave et bono. This is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. What? Change the world. Not Avraham Avinu. What put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. Not Avraham Avinu. What jumped to the fire. Ki yedativ. What is unique about Avraham Avinu? Leman asher yetzav et banam. Know what is mean environment. You know what is mean to educate, to growing, and to recognize the potential what we have. To know what is mean Yadus, what is Yiddishkeit, what is mean to come sensitive. Benodom lechaver, benodom lamokom. What is mean to come person with style of life. Great life. What we can see, look this person, unique, special, Ben Torah. Yes, he's a voida. Day, hour. We cannot recognize this on the spot, but definitely we can recognize this as a future retroactive. And future is not later, when the person come old. Future is mean year or two after when we start. And this motivates us to continue this way and we recognize more what we develop in the other 2-3 years after. This is the time. This is the age. And this is the opportunity. 3 weeks is time on the year only. But we have opportunity more for many other time because Chazal want for us to have this opportunity. Through the Avelus, what we have in 3 weeks, what is other level of Avelus of Talmid Rabbi Akiva between Pesach and Shavuos. Completely other level of Avelus. This is time what Am Yisrael also more establish, more stay in one place. And to check us. And this bring us week after Tisha B'Av to the happy day in the year. Tu B'Av. Week after. Not years. Week. לא היו יומים טובים לישראל כתו באב וכיום הכיפורים. Week after. What happened in תו באב? One of the special things what happened in תו באב, פסקו למות מתי מדבר. Every year in תשע באב is a day when we cry about this emuna what we have. We never want to cross the Jordan River. Gemara say, people make, Chazal teach us, they prepare grave, kever, and they walk in, and every year, amount of thousands and thousands of people die, people would stay alive, now they have other. The 40 years, what happened? They do this exactly the same. They wait, in the morning, everybody go out, from the grave, from the kever. Day after, they say maybe they have a mistake about the moon. Day after, when come Tu B'Av, they see the full moon. They know Hashem accept the tshuva. Hashem accept the tshuva. This is happened in Tu B'Av. And the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos in Tainis, say, ובחרו יום 15 באב שבו נפסקה מיטה על מתי מדבר. Special happy day because מתי מדבר stop to die listen. ובשנה האחרונה המתינו עד חצי החודש. The wait until middle of the month. Listen the lesson of the Rambam. בטחו בנפשם והאמינו בעצמם. בטחו בנפשם. They believe about himself. the trust himself, and then feel the Ratzon Hashem to keep them alive. When this happened? When this happened? In Tu B'Av? No. In Tu B'Av, they recognize this. But when Hashem decide not to kill them? When? Tisha B'Av. In the dark day. In the day of mourning, Avelus. Hashem decide to take them out. Tisha B'Av, we not say Tachnun. Because it's Moed. Shenemar kara alai Moed lishbo bachurai. What does it mean? Because Tisha B'Av is a dark day in the year. From the darkness now. New beginning start. New beginning. Exactly how the moon disappears at the end of the month and new beginning start. How? Batchu benafsham. The believe about himself. We will do this. We will go out of this grave. They believe they can make change. They believe they can make this. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. To believe about ourselves. To believe about our potential. He said, 1 week. We can change all the situation from bad to good. From mourning to simcha. The Hatzal of Tu B'Av start in Tisha B'Av. All the simcha what we going to celebrate more and more and more from day after Tisha B'Av, stay in these 3 weeks. I'm more in these 3 weeks. We try to coordinate between Dirana, our body, Ishana, our soul, Kelim Noim, our sense, and to bring this together. Amo, we will have this in these days. And we will work on this. We're going to deserve quickly, quickly, simcha after simcha, bracha after bracha, to succeed and again to succeed. This is a uniqueness. This is a zgula of these 3 weeks. This is a zgula of these 3 weeks. Gmor v'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho ladat edrachai. Easy. Now more from any other time in the year, because the environment of 3 weeks makes it for us easy to decide b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha l'gmor et drachai. This go to bring us to the special das of the end of the days. Umala haaretz dea et Hashem kamayim layam echasim. Daat kanita ma chasarta. Abaye teach us in the second Nedorim, what you mentioned in the beginning. Daat lo kanita ma kanita. We understand how the das is a key. V'yadata hayom והשיבות האלה בבך, מה חסרת? We'll get everything. This is what we need to take. To bring us to our daily life. To our avoidance. To remember every day is new beginning. Tomorrow is also day. To enjoy, to appreciate what we do. How we say many times. And we say this again and again. Sometimes the days have name of time. Sometimes the days, the weeks have name of it. If the days have name of time, time is man. Every minute invites the next minute. Every week the other week. People run and run and run. And sometimes they recognize and not catch up. They feel upset. But sometimes the time have other name. It. We appreciate the present. Appreciate the present. Appreciate the present is mean to take the time with us. Baba Yomim. To take, to appreciate the opportunity. Discover with a value of 3 weeks, but it's gorgeous opportunity. The simcha of tomorrow potentially stay now in these 3 weeks. The idea of simcha of Tu Be'av potentially stay in the 3 weeks. The day of the wedding, Tu Be'av. Happy this day start when we start to date with Ishana. From day one, when we make the date, and the first click, and you will see when you will date is a practical date. The first impression make a lot impact. Make a lot about later. The day of the wedding starts. This happy day was the first date with Ishana. When we decide in these 3 weeks to make more and more dates, intensive dates, yes. When the love comes high and high, the dates come more and more often. Between Dirana to Ishana. Between the body and the soul, what we have. To check, to make date between them. Or to bring them to any misunderstanding. To use the sense. To call. To give the right compliment, to listen, station, to recognize through the sense what we have, how to develop this dating between our soul and our body. Dirana v'kelinayim is quickly. After Tisha B'Av, we'll find ourselves the happy day of the wedding. Eviyani HaMelech El Beit HaYayin V'Diglo Alay Ahava. Eviyani HaMelech El Beit HaYayin V'Diglo Alay Ahava. We'll come to the wedding. And this wedding, stay all the life. When you will marry, you will see. You will remember every detail in your wedding. After peace, so many people will come, and a lot of friends will dance, and you will be very excited, and you will remember every part in your wedding. You will remember the minute When you give the ring to your wife and you say Ariat Mekudeshet, you will never need to use all the video of the wedding, because the pictures will go in front of your eyes all the time. And the nice picture between you and your wife, you will put in your bedroom, you put in the piano, you put in the living room. And besides this, you will put all the pictures of all your children and grandchildren. Ki yedaativ asher yitzaved banav. Ki yedaativ asher yitzaved banav. Because why you will remember every part in the wedding? Because the dating was very well and bring you to feel close to each other. This is a time to date. 3 weeks. Special time to make date between the neshama and the guf. And this brings us directly to the wedding in Tu B'Av. Da! בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך. בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך. To remember. לגמור. דרכי. לדעת דרכי. How? And we have this kind of perspective. Now, when we really have inside in these special days, how is easy to ask to Siyata Dishmaya? Because everything comes with Siyata Dishmaya. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to miss this opportunity. Not to miss this special date. To make this in good way. Mesiyata Dishmaya, this will bring us to beautiful life, life of Simcha, life with full elsi, life of Hashem Yemale, Kol Mishalot Libenu Letova, and we'll be zoche to go out from Yemei Ben HaMetzorim to Nachala Bli Metzorim, to property not his borders. Because remember, every one of us in our special nation, Am Yisrael, compared to the sand of the ocean, Kechol Hayam, and also we compare to the dirt, and also we compare to the stars. It means the purpose of the bow of the sand of the ocean to make border, not to give to the water to destroy it. When we put this kind of borders, we can extend ourselves and to come and to stay and to compare to the stars. Kekoch ve'ashamayim, to go so far. And we do this when we also remember we compare to the dirt. And the dirt is the potential of everything what's going, including us. To recognize our potential, what I mentioned before. To build this. To do this in the right way. When we have this perspective, these days outside, these days of Avelus, not going more high and high, deep and deep, but inside is days of happiness. Inside is day of excitement. Inside is the dark day in the year is day what we don't say Tachnun Tisha B'Av, because it's Moed, it's Moed inside. I'm more we will feel the opportunity and the excitement and the moyed of these days. From the inside perspective. And we understand the opportunity what we have here to make great relationship between the Shama and the Guf. Between Dirana and Kelim Noim and Ishana. Mesiyata Dishmaya will be Zoche in this year. Soma Revi, Soma Chamishi, Soma Shvi, and Soma Asiri יהפכו לבית ישראל לססון ולשמחו. והאמת והשלם יאהבו. ובזוכה את זיס עיר, כי ניחם השם ציון, ניחם כל חורבותיה. וישם מדברה כעדן, והערבתה כגן השם. יש בו אוכל תקול זה דזרט. דזרט, פיזיקלי דזרט. What is not growing, what nothing come out and makes this to Gan Hashem. Vayasem mitbara ke'eden ve'arvata ke'gan Hashem. Sason ve'simcha imatzeba toda ve'kol zimra. This what you want v'siyata nishma ha'gdola together to learn דבורים היו יצאים מן הלב דפת לנכנסים אל הלב and now we will take this with us סייעתא דשמיא הגדולה וזוכה ברוכה שמחה הצלחה בריאות וימלא הקדוש ברוך הוא כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה ונזכה לראות בבניין ירושלים והמקדש בזו השנה סי או דברי הנובי כי ניחם דברי הנובי קומי אורי כי בא עורך כבוד השם עלי זרח כי הנה החושך יחס הארץ והערפה לאומים אלא darkness will take care we go all over the nations החושך יחס הארץ והערפה לאומים ועלייך יזרח השם. And the light of the redemption will come to us. בעזרת השם, אמר בימינו, וזו השנה, בברכה ובשמחה גדולה.